Welcome everyone back to the boudoir. I am your host, Aisha Jones. Do you like my outfit today? I feel like I'm giving very much vintage, glamour, all things glitz and glam, my style. We are going to be talking all about how to be emotionally bougie. If you're someone that's very reactive, you're very quick to respond when people are trying you, you know, it's very hard for you to not get involved and it's hard for you to resist, okay? We're going to be talking about how to reel that in, all right? Because summertime is slowly but surely here. We're having a relaxed girl summer, all right? We're not gonna let people provoke us. We're not going to escalate things. It's too hot to be fighting. It's too hot to be arguing with people, okay? We're gonna put our shades on. We're gonna put our scarves on, darling, okay? And we're going to be emotionally bougie. And I'm gonna tell you all about it in this video. I'm hiding the fact that I really need to wash my hair, if we're gonna be honest, but anywho. I had such a great week. I went to a friend's birthday party this past week. It was beautiful. It was at this place called Carnival. The place was decorated so beautifully. I had such an amazing time. They had these gorgeous dancers and these beautiful traditional like Caribbean Carnival themed outfits. It was gorgeous. I was out partying late, which is something I rarely do. I am home in my bed 95% of the time, I promise you. But I actually went out for once and I had the time of my life. We were out till like 2 a.m. I love those types of nights when you're just around great people with great vibes and you're just letting loose and having fun. And I'm so excited for more of that to come this summer. Summertime Shy is here. She's coming. But we're leaving those exes behind this summer, okay? We're leaving those situationships that keep trying to find their way back into your life. We're leaving them to the wayside, okay? Because these people, believe it or not, could be energy vampires. We don't want that. We have to axe them away, get them out of our life. When I say energy vampires, I'm talking about people who are bad faith actors. These people live to see your reaction. They feed off of you having an emotional outburst. They feed off of you engaging with them. They're like trolls, you know, trolls on the internet who just leave comments because they want you to respond. That's the type of people they are. Unfortunately, those of us who are very emotional, we tend to fall victim to these energy vampires and these bad faith actors who just want to argue, who aren't looking to find common ground, who aren't looking to actually resolve something. They just want to hear themselves talk. No more of that. We're not giving these people our energy. We're not doing it. It's simply not worth our time. Everyone doesn't deserve to see that side of you. Everyone doesn't deserve your reactions, and everyone doesn't deserve to see you get so riled up. And that's when the emotionally bougie part comes in. I think I coined that term myself. I don't know if anybody else has come up with that, but basically what we're doing here is we have to be very, very bougie and meticulous with who gets to see our biggest emotions and who gets to engage with us and our time and our energy. Bougie people are very picky and very particular with where they shop, where they eat, where they go, where they travel, what they wear. You have to do the same thing with your emotions. It's about not letting your emotions control you and get the best of you in the moment and potentially ruin things or escalate situations if they don't have to be escalated. Learning how to control yourself and not fall victim to these people who are just looking to provoke you. And these bad faith actors, these energy vampires, they're seeking out people who want to go back and forth. Have you guys ever heard of the term negging? It's basically where a person, well, let's just say a guy, will do little things to tease you and provoke you to make you kind of be like, no, I'm not like that, or no, I don't do this, or like try to make you explain yourself so that you kind of like lose your footing and it gives them a slight upper hand because they've now pulled this reaction out of you and they're kind of like playing with your little puppet strings and stuff. It's very bizarre, okay? I don't know why people like to do this. Like, that's why I don't do like the overly teasing relationships where all we're doing is roasting each other all day, because that line between joke and real becomes very blurred very fast, and I don't like that. So a little banter is fine. I like it a little back and forth. We like a little playful thing where it's mutual. It's not going below the belt. We're not doing anything crazy. But there's certain men who will neg and will like actually say things that question your self-worth and make you doubt who you are. We don't like that. Manipulation. It's not going to work for us. It's not going to work. We're too emotionally bougie for that. There's really some like weirdos out there that get a sick satisfaction out of seeing you provoked and like brought to that point. It's very toxic. Again, that's why I don't do those like relationships or things where it's just all we're doing is teasing each other, but it's not It's like, I'm confused. Is this real or fake? Like, it's starting to hurt a little bit. Ouchies, my feelings. Like, I don't like that. I'm kind of sensitive. It starts to get manipulation-y real fast. Now, there are certain situations where people genuinely are attacking you and you have to stand up for yourself and you can't let people, you know, and you can't let people walk all over you. So there are times where you should speak up, you should stand up for yourself, and you'll know when the time is right for you. But we're just talking in general, your basis should not be that you're so easily provoked and it's so easy to get you to 10. Like, we're trying to dial it back a little bit, but in situations where you need to be on 10, maybe even 11, go for it. You have my full permission. Don't let people walk all over you, but you know. So the first thing you should do, if you feel like somebody is trying to take you to a level where you know you're not trying to be at, you're getting yourself to a place where you don't want to get so easily provoked, the first thing you have to do is to take a deep breath and slow down. Slow down. In our brains, we always think that time is moving faster than it actually is. But when you take a step back and you actually like take a breath and you find a way to get yourself back into your body and actually feel yourself, it's easier to think. Whereas when you're all in your head and you're like, oh my God, why did I do this? This is making me mad, blah, 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 and you're getting all like jumbled, you tend to make more rash decisions, right? And you make more impulsive decisions. Whereas when you're actually stepping back and taking a deep breath and like allowing the oxygen to literally fill your whole body, fill your muscles, take the time to relax. You have all the time in the world. You have a better chance of crafting a more appropriate response for yourself and something that you won't go home and regret later. Now, I do want to make this part clear. If you know that somebody is intentionally like trying to hurt you and you're going to see these people often, like, I don't know, a coworker, a mother-in-law, like somebody that you're going to be in contact with, I think you should actually like put your foot down and kind of say something to kind of get them to stop, because if you don't, they'll think that it's okay to continue doing that. So I think in certain instances, like I said, you should maybe not necessarily go crazy and give them like a crazy reaction, but like actually be more stern and set your boundaries. You know, I love my boundaries. But going back to what I was saying, when you slow down and you take your time back and you actually like get back into who you are and you're extremely present, you can think rationally about what you want to say next or how you're going to approach the situation. But just remember that you don't always have to respond right away. Like, you can take a little bit of time to go back into yourself and get back into your body. This technique also works really well for people that are being passive aggressive. Like, I know we've all encountered those people that are like making little like shady, slick little snide remarks. You know, we've all felt that, right? That is the best time to take a deep breath and just think about what you want to say so you can give it to them right back. I am a believer in being passive aggressive right back if you have to. They also call that being nice nasty. The ladies of the South are great at this. Those bless your hearts, those little, oh, bless her heart, you know? There's a hint of like, I'm laughing at you, haha, kicking you while you're down, but they're keeping it cute on the surface. It takes a certain level of emotional intelligence to like catch the shade that they're throwing, and I love it. And a lot of the times when somebody is trying to get a reaction out of you and you give them a little bit of what they're looking for, but in a way that they're not expecting, it kind of knocks them back a little bit. Because people like that, that are used to just making little rude comments and like just walking all over people, they usually don't get that same treatment back in return. So when you give it to them back in your own way, though, in your own emotionally bougie way, it's like, ooh. And they get stuck. They're like a deer in headlights because they weren't expecting you. They weren't expecting you to actually speak up and say something and defend yourself. And it actually makes you look better in the end. And it makes them look worse in the end because they're just sitting there all embarrassed, like, ooh, like they don't know what to say. So for example, if you're at your work and somebody, your coworker, is making you feel bad for dressing up because you just like to dress up. You like to do your makeup, you like to do your hair, you like to wear heels. You should be allowed to do that, right? Just like everybody else can wear what they want. But let's just say this older woman, Diane, is like, oh wow, I can never wear all that makeup to work. I can never wear that to work. Wow. Pause. I know you might want to say something. I know you might feel sad, but just pause. Take a deep breath and smile. Yeah, I've noticed that, Diane. Like, yeah, I can tell you don't wear all that because you're looking a little ghastly, ma'am. But you're not actually saying that. You're just saying in a more classy, emotionally bougie type of way. And then once you actually like learn how to relax and take a deep breath, you'll get better at being more witty and quick on the fly because you're used to like having that calm inside of your head instead of just being frazzled and like trying to scramble for a response. You know how to get to that place of like peace and calmness, and you can access it whenever you need to when these people are trying it. Never go back and forth with people. Never do that. All right. I know it is so easy sometimes. If you're argumentative, if you genuinely enjoy a good debate and you just want to go back and forth, some people never want to actually reach an understanding and actually reach common ground. Some people just want to hear themselves talk. And some people just never are interested in actually like growing from a situation. They just want to argue. They're not listening. They're only arguing. They're listening so that they can craft a response. They're not actually listening to what you're saying. Don't engage with people like that. It's just a waste of your time. If they're in your comment sections on your videos, don't respond to them. But just don't go back and forth with people, especially men, ladies. Do not go back and forth with these people, okay? It's beneath you, okay? Your time and energy is precious, and it doesn't deserve to be wasted on people that are literally bottom feeders and are like begging for anybody to give them a crumb of attention, because that's what it is. These people don't get attention at home, so they look to others begging with their hands out like this, please interact with me, please give me something, because nobody wants to talk to me. Don't engage, don't go back and forth. It's not worth your time. Your time is precious. You could be using that time to watch your favorite show, to hang out with people you actually like and who don't simply want to go back and forth with you and be combative. Read a book, take a bubble bath, do something, but don't go back and forth with these people, please. It is not worth it. And you can tell when somebody's being a bad faith actor when they're not asking out of genuine curiosity. They'll cover it up as genuine curiosity, like, oh, I just want to know. Or, well, I don't understand why, but it's not. They're not seeking to understand. They just want to have you say what you're going to say so that they can come in and, like, attack it. And try to notice when people are genuinely trying to engage in, like, healthy discussion and they're, you know, exchanging ideas and giving feedback on what you're telling them versus them just attacking everything you say. It doesn't matter. You're making valid, clear points and they're just attacking. They don't care what you're saying. They just want to talk. Don't do that. It's not worth your time, girl. Not worth your time. This is also a huge point if you want to be emotionally bougie. And this is like level 9, level 10, expert level, final boss. Limit your need for getting the last word in. I know. It's so nice and enticing to just want to get that mic drop moment in, right? I still struggle with this. This is something that it's the master level. But as long as you know what you're saying is your truth, it may not be the objective truth, or it may be the objective truth. No matter what, that person is always going to see you as wrong. They're always going to see you as inferior, and they're always going to think they're right. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter if you come through with 10 pages of facts. They don't care. They just want to be right. Don't bother with getting the last word in. You will be there all day and night. You'll never get sleep. You'll lose sleep. You'll get wrinkles going back and forth with these people because they're never gonna stop. Never. Okay? So it is not worth it to get the last word in. And honestly, it is a sign of emotional and immaturity if during conflict or arguments you always just have to like just finish it off. Again, certain situations do call for a little more combat. I'm not saying to suppress your feelings. I'm telling you to be emotionally bougie like this in public so that you can go home and cry and punch your pillow and write in your death note journal and do whatever you gotta do to get over it. But I'm just saying, while you're in public or while you're with the people, keep the harmony, keep the peace, keep your sanity more than anything else, because that's all that matters. This is all about self-preservation. All right, so what's more important? Getting the last word in for somebody who's not listening, for real, they're just trying to hear you so that they can respond, or keeping your peace, keeping your energy, keeping your soul intact, keeping your mind intact? I like that option better personally, you know? And do it out of spite, okay? If you're like me and sometimes you just need that little extra push, do it out of spite. These energy vampires, these niggers, these people that are just looking to evoke emotion out of you, they get satisfaction out of you falling victim for their cheap traps and tricks. So don't do it out of spite. Out of spite. Don't fall for it. You got to be so prideful sometimes that you don't do certain things out of self-preservation. A little bit of healthy ego is important, and some things just have to be beneath you. Okay? Some people, like I said, call it bougie. You know, you think you're too good for certain. Yeah, I do think I'm too good for certain things. And going back and forth with people, especially men, is one of them. I'm not doing that. It's just certain things I'm not doing, and you have to see yourself that way. Whatever works for you, certain things just got to be beneath you, because it's not worth it to go back and forth and try to get the last word in when nobody cares, when they're not listening. So just save your time and save your energy. Always go where you are wanted, okay? If you feel like you're around people that you always are constantly trying to prove yourself to, or they're just not listening to you and you don't feel seen, you need to find a different tribe. That will wear you down mentally if you feel like you constantly have to prove yourself to the people around you. It shouldn't be like that. The people that are in your life should see your worth and value, and you shouldn't have to bargain for it and try to prove and convince people of your worth. If they don't see it, they gotta go. And if they're still around you knowing that they don't see your worth, they're not a good person. I'm sorry. They're taking advantage of you some way, somehow. It just doesn't make sense. Why hang around people that you don't like, you don't value, you don't care about, you don't make them feel seen, heard, and you're gonna make them constantly prove their worth to you? That's not right. Try to keep personal things to yourself too, especially when it comes to really sensitive matters, like whether or not you want kids, whether or not you want to be married, what your qualifications for a relationship are. Especially, ooh, do not answer that "what do you bring to the table" question, ladies. Don't do that. If a male is asking you what you bring to the table, you need to run. You need to block. You need to do something. You need to not engage. Ugh. Yeah, 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 yeah. No. Because that question is basically saying, please list your credentials as to why I should hire you for the role of maid, live-in assistant, and nanny, potentially. Don't explain yourself to people either. Like, again, people that are not actually trying to understand you and are just wanting you to, like, kind of flounder and explain yourself to them, they see them as up here and they see you down here. Not healthy, not good. You don't owe anybody an explanation for serious things like children and like you don't owe anybody an explanation. And your word for your own life should be enough for them. It shouldn't have to, you know, they shouldn't be poking and prying and trying to like find something wrong with whatever you've chosen is right for your own life. It has nothing to do with them. It's your life. If you want to live this way and you're choosing to live in whatever way, they have to just understand that. They don't have to like it, but they can't change it. And lastly, I want you to remember that your energy is currency. Just like money is currency and money makes the world go round, your energy is also what makes you go round. So your reactions, your emotions, your time, your energy, your presence, it all costs a lot. It costs a lot to be in your space. It costs a lot to be in your little bubble that you've built for yourself. You've built up a precious palace, which is yourself, okay? You are working on your mind, your body, and your soul, and you cannot let randoms infiltrate that. Get you some good security, a moat if you have to, whatever you have to do to keep yourself and your energy as protected and precious as possible. Put her in a china cabinet, I don't know. Okay, but that's how I want you to think of your energy. I want you to be so sparingly generous with who you choose to allow in your life, because certain people will literally see how good you have it and want to destroy that and take that from you. And you have to protect yourself out here, because it gets real. It really does. If anybody can just get a reaction out of you, if anybody can provoke you, if anybody can, you know, get a rise out of you, that means your reactions are cheap. I'm sorry, I have to put it that way. That's how you should see it. You know, it's a matter of money. Do I want to spend my emotional energy on this person when they don't make me feel good? Nope, that's a waste of my energy. Let me move on to this thing. Let me save my energy and stack it up, so when the right person comes along, I can spend my energy this way. So your energy is only reserved for the highest of bidders, okay? So when you're out and about and you're dealing with people, you keep your energy close to yourself. You don't have to be standoffish, but you keep yourself protected. And then when you're home, when you're safe, when you're in your room and you have time to truly process it, that is when you can feel however you're feeling. But until then, stay emotionally bougie. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you rate me 5 stars if you're listening on Spotify and Apple, or if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. We post videos every Tuesday. If you have any other topic suggestions, make sure to also leave that in the comments as well. But I will talk to you guys next week. Bye!